Just relax. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. It's quite possible to listen to God's voice all through the day without interrupting your regular activities in any way. The part of your mind where the truth abides is in constant communication with God, whether you're aware of it or not. It's the other part of your mind that functions in the world and obeys the world's laws that's constantly distracted, disorganized, and highly uncertain. The part of your mind that's listening to the voice of God is calm, always at rest, totally certain. It's really the only part of your mind that it really exists. The other part of your mind is a wild illusion, frantic and distraught, but without any kind of reality. Try today not to listen to your ego. Try not to listen to your ego right now. Try not to listen to the part of your mind that's distracted, disorganized, and totally uncertain and frantic. Try to identify with the part of your mind where peace rules forever. Try to hear God's voice call to you lovingly, reminding you that you haven't been forgotten. We're going to actually try to hear your inner guidance reminding you of your Creator and yourself. We will approach this happiest and holiest of thoughts with confidence, knowing that when we do this, we are joining our will with the will of God. Your Creator wants you to hear its voice. Your Creator gave you a voice to be heard. Listen, listen in deep silence. Be very still and open your mind. Go past all the raucous freaks. Go past all the sick imaginings that cover your real thoughts and hide your eternal link with God. Sink deep into the peace that waits for you. Sink deep into the peace that waits for you beyond the frantic and riotous thoughts and sights and sounds of this insane world. Sink deep into the peace that waits for you beyond the frantic and riotous thoughts and sights and sounds of this insane world. You do not live here. We are trying to reach your real home. We are trying to reach the place where you are truly welcome. We're trying to reach God. So don't forget to repeat today's idea very frequently. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. Do it with your eyes open. When necessary, closed when possible. But be sure to just sit quietly like you're doing now and repeat the idea for today. Whenever you can, repeat this idea, closing your eyes on the world and realizing that you are inviting God's voice to speak to you today. You are inviting God's voice to speak to you today. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. God's voice speaks to Course speaks to me all through the day. Love's voice speaks to me all through the day. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. God's voice speaks to you all through the day. God's voice speaks to you all through the day. God's voice speaks to you all through the day. God's voice speaks to you all through the day. God's voice speaks to us all through the day. God's voice speaks to us all through the day. God's voice speaks to us all through the day. God's voice speaks to us all through the day. God's voice speaks to us all through the day. God's voice speaks to us all through the day.
Be on page 369. It might take about 3 or 4 times of saying this sentence before you hear it. The power set in you, in whom the Holy Spirit's goal has been established, is so far beyond your little conception of the infinite that you have no idea how great the strength that goes with you. The power set in you, in whom God's goal has been established, is so far beyond your little conception of the infinite that you have no idea how great the strength that goes with you. And you can use this strength that goes with you in perfect safety. The power set in you, in whom the Holy Spirit's goal of peace has been established, is so far beyond your little conception of the infinite that you have no idea how great the strength that goes with you, and you can use this in perfect safety. Yet for all its might, so great it reaches past the stars into the universe that lies beyond them, your little faithlessness can make this power useless if you would use your faithlessness instead of your power. Now, I want you to think about this, and I want you to learn the cause of faithlessness. I want you to learn what causes faithlessness. This is what causes faithlessness. You think you hold against another.